Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, September 20th, 2021. This morning I will talk about exercise as a spiritual discipline. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty Father, we praise you for the gift of life. Walk with us on the beach in the morning. Run with us through peaceful cornfields in the night. Swim with us as we exercise bodies and minds. In the power of your Holy Spirit, transform us into your people. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In 1 Corinthians 6, 18-20, we read, "Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body. But the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God with your body." Which spiritual discipline should I focus on? Sin distracts and separates us from God. The spiritual disciplines of highest value target sins to which we as Americans are especially vulnerable: sexual immorality and gluttony. Both are sins against the body. Jesus is clear when he says that sin begins in the heart. On the question of adultery, he says, "Everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent is already committed adultery with her in his heart." This statement is immediately followed by hyperbole about chopping off body parts that lead to sin. This transition from heart to body is an example of how the body and mind are unified. The best example of unity of body and mind applied to spiritual disciplines is found in Henry Nouwen's book, Reaching Out. Nouwen describes our spiritual journey as a unity of three dimensions: reaching inward to ourselves, reaching outward to others, and reaching upward to God. In ourselves, we move from being lonely to becoming content in solitude. In our relationships with others, we move from hostility to hospitality. In our relationship with God, we move from illusion to prayer. The paradox of this unity in three dimensions is that progress in one dimension makes progress in the others easier. This linkage of spiritual progress in different dimensions is especially important in dealing with sins of the body. Sins against the body invariably involve mild to severe addictions, obsessive behaviors that we repeat. When we allow ourselves our little indulgences, they spread to other aspects of our life. Bad behaviors turn into bad habits that turn into bad lifestyles. Undertaking a fast in vulnerable areas of our lives can nip bad behaviors early in the process. Gerald May writes, "It all comes down to quitting it, not engaging in the next addictive behavior, not indulging the next temptation. Physical discipline, accordingly, works to cleanse the whole system." Why exercise? The simple answer is because your body is the temple of God. We are under obligation to ourselves and to God to keep our temple clean. A more nuanced answer is that the physical disciplines grant us strength to discipline other, less obvious areas of our lives. The body and the mind are inseparable. Physical exercise is a kind of beach assault on our island of sin. Beach assaults, like the one in Iwo Jima in the Second World War, are risky, but the payoff is huge. It is strangely ironic that when we exercise, we often exhibit less interest in food, alcohol, even tobacco, because we are more relaxed and self-confident. In clinical pastoral education, we were taught to look for dissonance between words and the body language of patients that we visited. This dissonance between words and body language is, of course, a measure of truth. In like manner, the biblical paradigm of beauty is that the truth of an object matches its appearance. Did I mention that the body and mind are closely bound together? Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.